You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, I spoke to Marshall Lorenzo about his upcoming award-winning solo sketch comedy show, Baby Gorgeous. This is the second run of the show after its original run earlier this year in both Tamaki Makaurau and Te Whanganui Atara. The show stars Lorenzo himself, who has written and also produced the piece. As well as this, Lorenzo has quite the CV, having written Canada's Drag Race and being the former head of the Canadian comedy award-winning troupe, The Sketchersons. I spoke to Lorenzo about Baby Gorgeous and what people can expect. Your five-time New Zealand Fringe-nominated sketch show, Baby Gorgeous, is set to take place here in Tamaki Makaurau for Auckland Fringe, after being showcased earlier this year at Q Theatre and Bats Theatre in the capital, Te Whanganui Atara, as a part of both Auckland Pride and NZ Fringe. Could you tell us a little bit about the show and what people can expect?
Absolutely. So the show is a solo sketch comedy show. So basically I'll be playing sort of different characters, little skits and giggles. I hate the word skits. I shouldn't have said that. but it is a really fun time. So for example, some of the characters I play is like a doctor who's diagnosed a baby as gay, and sort of the financial burden that comes with that. A guy who intentionally spreads rumors because he's a slut for drama, and a zaddy dating app, which is actually saddy, like sad daddies, which is kind of grim, to be honest.
And what inspired you to write and develop Baby Gorgeous?
So it was kind of born out of the pandemic, I suppose, as a lot of art was, but I just was sort of coming back from Canada, where a lot of my performance background is in, and I was really struggling to sort of get back on my feet comedically. I went through a whole period of like, oh God, am I funny? Do I still have it? Has it like evaded me somehow? And I hired a director from Canada who is the artistic director of Second City, which is like a huge sketch school in America and Canada. And she kind of just sort of yanked me back up and was like, you are funny, you can do this, and was kind of just the voice of reason as I started to generate sketches and remind me that, like, I do have a point of view and I do have stuff that I still want to say. So I think the toughest part was just kind of finding the silly. And I think I've got it. The show is pretty silly.
Glad to hear that. Nothing wrong with a silly show. What makes Baby Different, Baby Gorgeous different from other sketch comedy shows?
Well, there's actually not a lot of sketch comedy in Tamaki Makaurau. Like, there's a handful of people in New Zealand doing sketch comedy, and I think a lot of audiences struggle to grasp what it is. I think it can sort of straddle the line between your general comedy show and theatre. I think also, like, being a queer sketch comedy show, I was actually kind of worried, like, how queer it was, but we have a pretty queer tech department, and they were like, don't worry, this is...
You can never be queer enough. You can never be queer enough. That's why I have the show, so...
Yeah. So there's definitely some sketches in it where I find it's, like, a beacon for, like, where the gay people are in the audience. Like, I can locate their laughs and be like, aha! But it's just sort of, like, high-octane, silly. There's, like, musical numbers in it, where I play, like, a slut for drama. There's a Baby Gorgeous song in it. But I will say, unfortunately, there's no references to Housewives, which is kind of what the title is based off. It's a catchphrase of one of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Oh, well, it sounds like an amazing show regardless of the lack of Housewives references. Speaking about previous reception, as we just mentioned in the first sort of question, this isn't the first time Baby Gorgeous has had its run. It had one earlier this year. What has the reception been like for your earlier run with Baby Gorgeous?
First time it opened was as part of Summer at Q Theatre, and it was great. It was, you know, the opening night was sort of like getting the wheels turning and everything, and then the second night just was like huge. The audience reception was wild. It took me aback quite a bit. Like, there were times where I had to like stare down a couple people in the audience and be like, stop laughing. I need to get to, the show cannot go over 50 minutes. It was amazing. And then of course, again in Bats, Wellington, it's like a whole different flavor of people, right? It was definitely a much more queer audience, and so that was super exciting to me, because then I felt like I wasn't sort of out of the loop, or I wasn't it wasn't queer enough. Like, it definitely felt like such a vibe in Wellington.
The show touches on flaws, but not about embracing them. The show deals with this concept by, quote, burying them in Skims and chugging a wine. Why have you decided to approach this concept through this slightly unorthodox way?
To be honest, it was because I had put on a lot of weight over COVID. So I'm proud to say that that line doesn't necessarily reflect today because I've lost a lot of that weight. But at the time, you know, I was really struggling to put this show together and write and make sure that I was funny and still as silly as I was before. And I just felt, my director said to me, like, you just have to plow through it. You need to lie to yourself and pretend that you are thin, you are gorgeous, you are young, you are nubile, you are funny, and then the rest will follow. So that's, I hate to say it, but that's kind of what happened.
I see. And speaking of your director, this show is being directed by Carly Heffernan, which you mentioned earlier as being the artistic director of the improv comedy enterprise, The Second City, back in Canada. What has your experience been like working with her?
Amazing. Carly is probably, like, the funniest person that I've ever met. She's, like, not only funny, but she's sort of, like, a scientist of comedy. So you could literally, like, make one sort of throwaway joke, and she will attack it, examine it, and then spin it out into a full sketch in five different ways, you know? Like, I had an idea of, like, I was mad at some guy who was, like, whistling in a cafe, and it was driving me crazy. And she was like, right, because then this happens, and this happens, and this happens, and this happens. And you would just be able to sort of hone in on stuff, not just from a comedic perspective, but, like, from a theatrical perspective. And then adding layers of, like, point of view to stuff that I didn't even see a point of view before. Like, you know, it could be a political layer to a very stupid sketch about drinking billionaires' piss, you know? She's a genius. A genius.
That's very, very, very awesome. For people who are listening and are interested in seeing your show, where will the show be held and where can people get tickets?
So the show is at Tapac Theatre, which is next to the Auckland Zoo. I will hold an after party in the Meerkat enclosure. But you can get tickets either through iTicket, but I have links to that on my website, www.gorgeous.baby. And you can follow me at Marshall Lorenzo on Instagram, and I have all the links to everything there. There's group discounts as well. So, like, $15 for a group of three. We have student discounts. And yeah, it's opening tomorrow night, and it's going to be amazing. Oh, and there's free parking. That's the biggest one. Auckland, there is free parking.
Very important. And you mentioned that it opens tomorrow, which by the time this interview airs, it will actually be tomorrow, Thursday. So how long is this run?
The run is going from Thursday the 19th, Friday the 20th, and Saturday the 21st. So 3 nights.
And for those who are unable to attend this run, this may be a bit early to say, but are there any plans to bring back Baby Gorgeous and Tamaki Makaurau in the future?
So, no, this is going to be the end of Baby Gorgeous as a piece of work. But in November, I'm going to be launching a new show at Basement Theatre, which may still have some Baby Gorgeous sketches in it, but I'm really pushing myself to write a whole new show. So keep your eyes peeled for that.
Awesome. That sounds great. So was that November?
Yes, November.
Sweet. Okay, we'll keep our eyes peeled out for that one as well.
That was the writer, producer, and star of Baby Gorgeous himself, Marshall Lorenzo, on his solo sketch comedy show that starts its run at Tapac tonight. Tickets are available via iTicket.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.